Hello, everybody, and welcome
to Ghoul Society. That's my big sister, Jamie.
And that's my little sister, Sarah. We are grateful to be recording on the unceded stolen territories of the Songhees and Esquimalt First Nations and the Lekwungen and Wissanich peoples whose historical relations with the land continue to this day. As uninvited guests, we are committed to disrupting racism and colonial violence within ourselves, our families, and our communities. By listening to this podcast, you've officially been inducted into the Ghoul Society.
Here we are, folks.
Here we are, everybody, and I have a hankering to watch Scooby-Doo.
Do you?
Yes.
Which one?
All of them.
Like movies or?
No, the cartoon shows. More of like the, like,
the 60s, the original.
Yeah.
The Scooby-Doo show.
And kind of like, you know how some of them have more of like a fall vibe? Like, that's kind of what I want to watch.
Right.
Maybe like The Witch's Ghost.
Yes. We watch that like every year.
Oh, also, I forgot to tell you this about the sweater that I knitted for you that you're wearing.
Yay.
I actually fully like made up the pattern.
You did?
Not in the body, sorry, but like on the chart. I mean, I saw some examples online.
What?
And then I like copied it into a chart.
How?
What? You just kind of like draw the pixels.
Yeah.
And then you, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That makes it more special.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I can show you the original, like the chart that I made for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Thanks.
Thank
yeah, it turns
you.
Out you can just draw, put, make drawings. And I mean, I didn't do the drawings and then translate
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I found, like, the designs, individual designs, and then,
and
like...
And then added it.
Yeah, had to add it and make sure that the stitch count worked and, like, all this other stuff. But,
That's a lot of work.
Ding. Yeah. Oh, also, okay. I was with some friends yesterday, and we were all talking about how we need to go to Gailey Farms.
Yeah.
When they have the spooky spook.
Yeah.
And then we also need to do a ghost walk.
Yeah.
And so there's a group of ghoulies out there. Some of them listen to the pod, so hey, what's up?
Hey, ghoulies.
Hey, ghoulies. And we're going to go as a big group and do that.
Nice.
Yeah. Ding, ding.
Fun.
So you are coming, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I'm included.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, do you want to just get right into it?
I mean, sure, yeah.
Or do you want to say anything else?
I don't know, just that.
Wait a second.
What?
Well, when I was listening to the Skeptic podcast.
Yeah.
And then you and Montana were, like, when you were like, that's my fiancé. That's my fiancé. And I was like, oh my God, because we didn't even announce that Sarah and Montana are engaged. So exciting. I keep telling everyone, I keep being like, Yami's sister and her partner just got engaged.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Aww,
I'm so excited for you guys. Yeah.
Me too.
And I keep seeing the ring. It's blinding my eyeballs out. No, it's actually subtle, but beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not like super intensely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when it's in the sun, it's bam.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's so sparkly.
The middle stone is so gorgeous.
It's a lavender sapphire.
Yeah.
You know, because
so
I'm always whipping my hands around. It's sapphires are second strongest to diamonds. That's why he picked it.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because
and also lavender.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Ick, yick.
I hate it, but I love it.
But yeah, so when he started doing like research on stones and stuff, because I told him, I was like, I don't want just a big diamond. That's not me.
Yeah.
I want something more fun, fairy tale.
Yeah.
You know, give it some pizzazz.
Yeah.
And yeah, he found out that sapphires are technically second strongest to diamond. And the only thing that can scratch it are diamonds.
That's crazy.
So it's like, you know, I'm always hitting it on stuff.
And it's fine.
And it's fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So
amazing.
Yeah, you know, I'm already wedding planning.
So yeah.
Super fun.
Me and Sarah are gonna do some of that after the pod too.
Yes.
A little bit.
There's just some things that I need your opinion on as my MOH.
That's right. MOH. I've never been at MOH before. Crazy.
Wow.
Wowie.
Yay.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, what do you got for me today, Sissa?
Well, the only hint I gave you the other day is that it's not local. And sorry, we're going to the U.S. This is the only way we go to the U.S.
That's right.
No, not physically, just in story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going somewhere that you've heard of.
Wait.
And you know this story.
Oh. Wait, also, though, did you know that if EU, like European Union citizens, fly through the States, like, for a connecting flight or anything like that, they have to have a visa?
What?
Yes. They have to get a fucking visa.
To have a layover?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Isn't that crazy? It's been like that for a long time, apparently. Yeah. Anyway, that's just a little side thing. You can get like a last minute visa, but it's super sketchy to do because it's not like actually proper. But people sell them kind of like,
whoa,
you know, under the table.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's anyways. So crazy. Okay.
Okay. What's the story? I'm scared. Is it in the desert?
No.
Oh. I was watching Area 51 videos.
UFOs. That's right. We're not talking about UFOs today. But this story is so creepy that I...
Yes. Should we close the door?
Oh. Sure.
Wait, I have something else to share. Oh my god. This morning, like right when I woke up, I somehow went on Instagram, even though I hate doing that and I'm like super against it.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm just gonna go on Instagram. And then I came across this guy who is trying to disprove that flesh pedestrians, if you know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to disprove that they exist. And he goes out into the woods.
No.
Yes. And he calls for them.
I'm gonna cry.
No, literally. And I was playing it out loud, and then
no,
I got so,
yeah, why were no, you I know. Out loud?
I know.
That's so I have like to do a watching cleansing. Twin Paranormal out loud. I never do I that. Know. I only listen in. Well, actually, I did watch a video yesterday out loud on the TV, and then I was like, "That was probably a bad idea."
Yeah. Okay. So then, and then the video that I saw, I think I sent it to you. Anyway, he's in his tent later, and he hears a person saying, "Help! Help! Help!" Outside. I'm literally tearing up right now. So scary.
Like, is he in the Appalachian?
I don't know.
Because that's also, like, hotspot, you know?
And then he goes out in the middle of the night and he's looking around in the woods trying to find...
And he sees something?
No, he didn't see anything. But he got a little bit lost. But, like... I was like, maybe it's just his friend, you know, like, seems like super video. Easy to fake.
Yeah.
But that really scared me. That's all. Anyways.
Flesh pedestrians are no joke.
No.
And I'm sick and tired of people being like, they're not real.
Yeah.
Or just like, same with like demons. It's like egging.
Yeah.
Like trying to get it. Literally. Itself, it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, just
like,
leave
shut
them alone.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I know.
Anyway, this one is almost as creepy. And it took me like 2 weeks to research because I couldn't do it at night.
Okay.
Which is like the only availability I have at night.
Fuck.
So, yeah, it just creeps me out. So anyway, here we go.
Okay.
In June of 2014, Derek and Maria Broadus were
getting excited to move into their new home, 657 Boulevard in Westfield, New Jersey, when they received a letter addressed to, quote, the new owners of 657 Boulevard, just 3 days after finalizing the purchase. The letter read, quote, dearest new neighbor at 657 Boulevard, allow me to welcome you to the neighborhood. How did you end up here? Did 657 Boulevard call to you with its force within? 657 Boulevard.
I'm goosebumping so hard.
Has been the subject of my family for decades now, and as it approaches its 110th birthday, I have been put in charge of watching and waiting for its second coming. My grandfather watched the house in the 1920s, and my father watched it in the 1960s. It is now my time. Who am I? There are hundreds and hundreds of cars that passed by 657 Boulevard each day. Maybe I'm in one. Look out any of the windows in 657 Boulevard at all the people who stroll by each day. Maybe I am one. Do you know the history of the house? Do you know what lies within the walls of 657 Boulevard? Why are you here? I will find out. End quote.
Okay, listen, look. If I move into a new fucking house, okay, and I get a letter like that, I'm turning around and I'm moving the fuck out immediately.
Yeah, so the Broaddus's buy this house, also for a lot of fucking money.
Okay. Interesting, because usually spooky houses are, like, cheap. They're yeah. like, oh, it's the cheapest, like,
well, it's in Westfield, New Jersey. It's a big house. It's like, wow, this is, like, the house of our dreams house. It's big. It's beautiful. But they are doing renovations on the house, so they're not fully moved in yet.
Okay.
So the letter then continues, and it criticizes the Broaddus's for renovations.
Fair.
And the writer threatened to maybe kidnap their children. So the letter continues.
What the quote, fuck?
I see already that you have flooded 657 Boulevard with contractors so that you can destroy the house as it was supposed to be. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Bad move. You don't want to make 657 Boulevard unhappy. You have children. I have seen them. So far, I think there are three that I have counted. Do you need to fill the house with young blood? I requested. Better for me. Was your old house too small for the growing family? Or was it greed to bring me your children? Once I know their names, I will call to them and draw them to me.
Ew.
Signed, The Watcher.
Oh my fuck. Oh my, why don't they just say, that's it, put down your tools, we're closing up.
So, do you remember The Watcher of Westfield, New Jersey?
I never, like, got into that story because it scares me too much.
Yeah, we're that right.
Like,
that's
I don't,
what I'm saying.
I don't really watch those kinds of videos.
It was a BuzzFeed Unsolved video.
Yeah, okay. Actually, yes, I have seen it on BuzzFeed Unsolved. Yes.
It's also a Netflix TV show.
That I did not see because I'm not interested.
Well, apparently it's bad. I watched, like, a couple episodes. It's so dramatized, but what do you expect?
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
After reviewing this letter, the Broaddus has reached out to the couple that sold them the house, the Woods. The Woods claim they had never received a letter like that in the 23 years that they lived in the home, except once.
Oh.
A few days before they moved out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They stated they had never felt as if someone was watching them and felt so safe in the home and neighborhood that they rarely locked their doors. Supposedly written by the same person, the letter that the Woods received stated they had been keeping a close eye on the home, but this was the first letter they received, so they thought it was a prank, and they threw it out. When the Broadduses contacted the police regarding the letter, they were instructed not to tell anyone, as all of their neighbors were thought to be suspects.
Mm.
You know, like get out of the neighborhood kind of thing. 2 weeks later, while the Broadduses were still not moved in, they received a second letter, which contained their children's names, birth order, and nicknames.
Okay.
The Watcher, as the letters were signed by, even mentioned their daughter who he saw painting on the enclosed porch, asking, quote, is she the artist in the family? End quote.
Ew.
The rest of the letter stated the following,
quote, "It has been years and years since the young blood ruled the hallways of the house. Have you found all of the secrets it holds yet? Will the young blood play in the basement, or are they too afraid to go down there alone? Relatable. I would be very afraid if I were them. Ugh. It's far away from the rest of the house. If you were upstairs, you would never hear them scream."
I heard that in my... Did you? It's still going.
Can what? You hear it?
Shh. No, it's in my headphone. It's interference. It was like... It's just your... I think when you get an incoming something on your phone.
But that's the first notification I've gotten. Okay.
Weird.
Will they sleep in the attic? Or will you all sleep on the second floor? Who has the bedrooms facing the street? I'll know as soon as you move in. It will help me know who is in which bedroom. Then I can plan better. All of the windows and doors in 657 Boulevard allow me to watch you and track you as you move through the house. Mm-hmm. Who am I? I am the Watcher and have been in control of 657 Boulevard for the better part of 2 decades now. The Woods family turned it over to you. It was their time to move on and kindly sold it when I asked them to.
Oh.
I pass by many times a day. 657 Boulevard is my job, my life, my obsession. And now you are too, Broadus family. Welcome to the product of your greed. Greed is what brought the past 3 families to 657 Boulevard, and now it has brought you to me. End quote. So after receiving this letter, the Broaduses stopped bringing their children to the home. Reportedly, a few weeks after receiving the second letter, the Watcher wrote a third, quote, "Where have you gone to? 657 Boulevard is missing you," end quote. There was no movement in the investigation into who the Watcher was. There's no fingerprints, hairs, or any discerning marks or tells in the letters. There was obviously no digital trail, and there was no way to place anyone at the home that wasn't supposed to be there.
What year was this again? The
60s? 2014.
Oh.
Yeah, bro.
Wait, I don't like that. I don't like... It was giving 60s vibe.
I know, right?
Okay.
Obviously, this began taking a huge toll on the Broaddus family, with both Derek and Maria experiencing depression and paranoia about their safety.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they've kind of like owned the house, though, for a couple of years. So now we're like kind of fast forwarding.
And they live in the house.
No, they've been renovating it.
Oh, they're still renovating.
They're still renovating.
What did I say? Double the time, triple cost.
Yeah. So at this point, after they received kind of this last letter, they were like, yeah, we're not bringing the kids there. We're not moving into the home. Okay. So it kind of like sits there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So it's 2017. It's 3 years.
Wow.
And they decide to put the house back on the market.
Yeah. Okay. So they did do what I would also do.
But they got a lot of media attention.
Oh.
And no one wanted to buy this house.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Also, during this time, the Broadduses actually filed a lawsuit against the previous owners, the Woods, seeking damages for fraud and not disclaiming information regarding the Watcher.
Whoa. The States is crazy. They'd just be suing.
I know.
Left, right, and center.
And it was actually a local reporter who found the complaint and used some excerpts from letters that caused the story to become so popular that the Broadduses couldn't sell it to anybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so
they didn't even go to the media, like,
no,
the lawyer did. Wait, lawyer?
No, reporter. Oh, like found the lawsuit.
Shit.
Yeah, you know, investigative reporters. Yeah, they're doing their job.
Yeah, crazy.
The Woods denied the allegations, and I believe the case was eventually dropped, or it just didn't go anywhere. I couldn't really see anything what happened with the lawsuit, so I assume it just went bye bye. The Broadduses were so out of options that they even thought of tearing down the home and subdividing the land, but this was refused by the Westfield Planning Board and surrounding community because each plot would have been 3 feet too small.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. Maria especially was utterly exhausted and upset, and she was quoted as saying, "This is my town. I grew up here. I came back here and I chose to raise my kids here. You know what we've been through. You have had the ability 2.5 years into a nightmare to make it a little better. And you've decided that this house is more important than we are, end quote. And this becomes even more crazy.
Wait, who is she saying that?
The planning board.
Oh, I see. So she's saying that to the planning board. Okay.
Yeah, well, to the media, but like, you know.
Right, yeah.
And this becomes even more crazy when in 2018, the planning board approved the subdivision of a plot of land around the corner from 65 Boulevard, which required a larger exception to the rules of subdividing than what the Broaddus's had requested with the 3-foot rule to be looked past.
That's so weird.
Because they were like, it's only 3 feet. And then a year later, the planning committee approved a different subdivision.
With more
exceptions.
Right.
To the rules.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, they were like, great. Can't sell it. Can't tear it down. What did they do? Find renters. And someone actually rented the property.
Damn.
A small family.
Oh, God.
But in their lease, there was a clause that let them out of the contract if there was another letter from the watcher.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
Unsurprisingly, 2 weeks after the renters moved in, a very aggressive letter arrived from the watcher, who complained about the media coverage of the letters and applauded the neighbors for not allowing the Broadduses to tear the home down. In this letter, though, the watcher threatened the Broadduses' renters, and the letter states, quote, "To the vile and spiteful Derek and his wench of a wife, Maria. Oh. 657 Boulevard survived your attempted assault and stood strong with its army of supporters barricading its gates. Whoa. My soldiers of the Boulevard followed my orders to a T. Oh. They carried out their mission and saved the soul of 657 Boulevard with my orders. All hail the Watcher. Maybe a car accident, maybe a fire, maybe something as simple as a mild illness that never seems to go away but makes you feel sick every day after day after day after day. Maybe the mysterious death of a pet or a loved one suddenly dies. Planes and cars and bicycles crash. Bones break. You are despised by the house and the Watcher won," end quote.
Holy shit.
And actually, to the surprise of everyone, the renters agreed to stay in the home if the Broadduses installed more security cameras.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Would you?
No. I would not.
No.
Eventually, in 2019,
so 2 years later,
the Broadduses were able to sell the home, and they sold 657 Boulevard at a $400,000 loss. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
In a New York Post article from November of 2022, there have been reportedly 58 visits from police to 657 Boulevard.
Since the new sale?
I think so.
Whoa.
Or just like overall? Contrary to what Westfield police had told the media, the New York Post claims to have obtained records that the couple who bought the home from the Broadduses had some very concerning things happen. In August of 2019, just 1 month after they purchased 657 Boulevard, something set off their home security system. So police arrived for a welfare check and they didn't find anything.
Weird.
A few months later, in October, an alarm went off from one of the basement windows.
Ugh.
And police investigated the basement and found everything to be secure. In May of 2020, what? Another burglary alarm was tripped in the basement, but again, police found nothing out of sorts.
What?
Things then quieted down until December of 2021, when the new owners called 911 after a carbon monoxide alarm went off. But everything was fine. The house was surveyed and no carbon monoxide was detected.
What the hell? Okay.
Since then, 657 Boulevard has only been in the media due to Netflix's show The Watcher, which premiered in October of 2022. And that's kind of where the story ends. But now that we have this whole backstory, we're going to talk about some suspects. Because there's rumors, there's theories, there's Reddit threads.
I have some theories.
Do you want to say yours first?
I think that, well, I don't have an incentive. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Right.
But I was thinking, what if it's actually the Broadduses? Is that their name?
Yeah, that's one of the theories.
Yeah, like the wife.
Yeah.
For some reason.
We'll get into that.
Okay, I feel like it's either her or the woods.
Oh, okay. Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Or, like, someone who, like, an extended family member mm-hmm. of the woods mm-hmm. or of the Broaddus's.
Right.
That was, like, just hated them or something. Right. Like, an enemy that was, like, we're going to pretend that we're, like, the watcher of this house.
Right.
But then it continues after the Broaddus's, so that's a weird part to me. And they lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Tell me.
So
scary.
Right. One night, I think this is when the Broaddus's still owned it, but I'm not entirely sure. One night when police were surveying the home, because they got to that point where right. police drove by every day to try to find someone leaving these right. letters.
Oh, you know? My God, yeah.
A car stopped outside the house.
Oh.
After getting the license plate, it was traced to a woman who lived in a nearby town. And the home of her boyfriend was actually on the same block as 657 Boulevard.
Hmm.
When questioned by investigators, this is really weird. She said her boyfriend was into, quote, some really dark video games, unquote, including one where he reportedly played as a player called The Watcher.
Oh.
But this is from police memory. So who really knows if this is what
Why didn't they write that down?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
What the hell?
Anyway.
Bro, you have a fucking notepad for a reason.
I know. This man agreed to be interviewed by the police regarding this weird information, but he actually never showed up. And the police didn't have enough evidence to seek him out, so he was never questioned.
Okay, that's a pretty obvious lead.
I know. And isn't that like, creepy? What? This woman just like goes She's and like, stops
my boyfriend.
She just stopped her car and sat outside the house for like a few minutes, and the police were like, hello, what are you doing?
Oh, they talked to her?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was like,
why did they talk to her? Why didn't they just watch her?
Well, they did.
Watch the watcher. Watch the house.
Maybe she's a watcher. I don't know what's going on, but this Bro, is it's just weird.
It's so like, do you a better job.
I know.
It feels like it could be a pretty easily solved. Also, don't date someone who's into that kind of shit.
Me marrying someone who plays dark video games.
No, but okay. If actually, yeah, then no one should date me, I guess. But Bristol should just leave yeah. now. But here's the thing, is like, it's one thing to like be playing them, but it's another thing to be like,
mm-hmm.
well, maybe he yeah. is fine. Maybe he's not creepy.
Who knows?
I don't know. It's giving weird vibes, though.
I know. Yeah.
Weird.
With that situation not leading anywhere, suspicion fell onto the Broaddus's neighbor, Michael Langford. Although Michael and his family have always denied these claims, and they were eventually cleared by the police.
Okay.
So the Langfords had lived in their home since the 60s, and Michael lived with his siblings and his mother, which was seen as strange by the neighborhood, but the family right. overall was seen as fine by others in the community. It's interesting to think that the watcher claimed that their father had watched 657 Boulevard in the 60s, which is when the Langfords had arrived to the neighborhood.
Mm.
But this is most likely a coincidence, or whoever the watcher is wanted to point their identity to the Langfords or to Michael specifically. It was mentioned that Michael Langford had been known to spook new people in the community by walking through their lawns and peeking through ground level windows.
That's not called spooking. That's called being a Creepy. Fucking creep.
Additionally, he would have had a perfect view of the previously referenced enclosed porch where the watcher claimed to see one of the Broaddus's children painting. Michael passed in 2020, Damn. And there's still a lot of animosity from the Langford family with how the police handled the accusations and suspicion of Michael's involvement with the Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
His brother noted, quote, it fucking never ends. I'm his brother. I own the goddamn house.
Whoa.
We got accused of doing something we didn't do. Did we ever get a fucking apology from the police? No. End quote. Like,
go, okay, yeah. brother. Yeah. Fair.
Supposedly, the Broaddus family worked with the police to write a letter to the Langfords when Michael was under suspicion, claiming they were going to tear down the house in an attempt to get another letter from the Watcher, but none came.
Huh.
So they were like, we really think it's Michael. Let's write this letter being like,
yeah,
we're like being like to the neighbors of,
yeah,
like, dear neighbor, we're going to tear down the house.
Yeah.
Construction stuff, you know, neighborly stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But nothing came.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess at this point, investigators were able to actually find a trace of a fingerprint or some kind of DNA on one of the envelopes encasing a letter. And it was found to be from a biological female.
Okay.
The police tested this found DNA against that of Abby Langford, and it wasn't a match.
Okay.
So really, it's entirely understandable that the Langfords were and likely still are pissed off about being so heavily under suspicion from police.
Yeah.
I also found that during the time when the Langfords were being accused, the Broaddus's hired a private investigator who staked out the neighborhood and ran background checks on the Langfords and didn't find anything special.
Right. So they're just neighbors. They're just chilling.
Maybe a little weird.
Yeah. Fair.
Kids living with their mom when they're old, you know?
Right. Yeah. Just
whatever.
I don't know. It's weird, though, because, like, in many cultures,
yeah,
people live multi-generationally, yeah, and it's only weird to white people.
Yeah, I know.
When, like, they do that.
Yeah.
When white people do
it. I think
it.
It's because I don't know if, like, I don't know if, like, they were, like, married, like, had families.
Right.
So yeah. People were like, why do you still live with your mom?
Right. But some people also never want to have a family.
Yeah.
Or don't want to have partners or asexual or,
yeah,
you know, like,
you know, whatever.
I don't know. They're just chilling and vibing and living their life.
Yeah.
Damn. No hate toward the Langfords. Don't come for us.
Yeah. I'm just stating what's been in the media.
Yeah.
The Broaddus has also hired a forensic linguist who didn't find anything of note. The only mentionable thing that they remarked was that they, quote, recognized several old-fashioned ticks in the letters that pointed to an older writer.
Mm.
Such, the envelope was addressed to M/M Broaddus.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The salutations included the day's weather, quote, warm and humid, sunny and cool for a summer day, end quote.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And the sentences had double spaces between them. The letters suggested a bit of an erratic behavior through the typos and errors, because there was a lot of typos in them.
Were they printed, like, on the computer, or were they hand-printed?
No, I think they were, like, typewriter.
Oh, okay. Oh,
or maybe, like, typed and then signed the watcher.
Okay.
And thought maybe the watcher could be a voracious reader, because it's, like... You know, when you're, like, trying really hard to have, like, like, you find all these big synonyms for simple words.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that, I think.
Right.
But eventually the forensic linguist didn't believe that they would actually act on any of the threats posed in the letters. They were just empty threats.
Oh.
Circling back to early 2017, when the Broadduses were originally looking to sell the home, theories about the watcher were widespread, including one that claimed a jealous buyer who'd lost out on the home while bidding could have been sending the letters. One claimed it was a realtor, or others thought it was just someone wanting to have a laugh at the expense of others.
Right.
The most creepy theory that has been seen online is that someone could have been living in the walls or somewhere in the home for the years that the Broadduses were receiving the letters, because you also have to remember that the Broadduses weren't really living there.
Yeah.
And it was...
But there's workers there.
Yeah, they were renovating it. Someone could have been living there.
Oh, I hate that so much. I hate that.
Yeah. This last one doesn't even seem out of left field for me, considering the one letter where the watcher asked if the family had found, quote, all of the secrets it holds yet, end quote.
True.
Or claiming that if someone were to scream in the basement, you wouldn't be able to hear it in the rest of the house.
Yeah, so true.
There's a lot of, like...
knowledge,
insider knowledge. It might just be like empty insider knowledge, or maybe the watcher like toured the home when the Woods were selling it.
Yeah,
you know?
Fair. Or lived there.
Yeah,
like someone who lived there in the past, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Also, in this letter, the watcher asked the Broadduses to specify which bedrooms everyone was sleeping in, as if they knew the layout and knew which windows belonged to each room while looking at the outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, most people assumed it was the Broaddus's, like you said, mm-hmm. who wrote the letters as an attempt to resell the home out of buyer's remorse and a need for money after spending so much on the home. Apparently, locals found it suspicious that the Broaddus family was able to move from a $315,000 home to a $770,000 home and then to 657 Boulevard, which they purchased at $1.3 million.
Oh!
So they kept refinancing Whoa. Their mortgages, but they moved from home to home quite in a short time span.
Hmm.
And people were like, so do you just have buyer's remorse because you didn't actually have the money to buy this home?
Right.
Many wondered why the family continued to renovate the home when they decided they weren't ever going to move in.
Yeah.
And also spend money on True. Renovations.
I guess because you kind of got to finish them so that you can try to make more money when you sell it.
Yeah.
Maybe?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. It's tricky because, like, it's pretty obvious that if you make up a story like that, say if the Broadduses made up that story mm-hmm. and they did it themselves, mm-hmm. like, obviously people wouldn't want to buy the house.
I know.
So it wouldn't raise the value.
No.
That's, like, a pretty big gamble.
Yeah.
To take.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yeah. Other hoax theorists thought that the Broadduses, like you said, could have been doing what was done 60 miles east in Amityville. You've heard of it, the Amityville Horror House.
Yeah,
we'll probably do an episode about it. But to summarize, it became globally famous when Ronaldo Defoe Jr. killed his family in the Long Island home, and subsequent owners of the home claimed paranormal activity was ruining their lives.
Yeah,
these hauntings brought about many documentaries and films. Though it's been said again and again that it was made up.
Yeah,
in order for them to make money.
Did you listen to the
Two Girls, One Ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Could the Broadduses have been doing the same in Westfield?
Yeah. That's fair.
That was what a lot of people thought, that they wanted clout.
Yeah.
Essentially.
True.
But I doubt it but it's difficult to say whether or not I lean one way or another. The Broadduses have continued time and time again to deny any claims that their watcher experience was fake. And Derek even tweeted once, quote, "Mental illness is real, and so is the person who was so angry that we bought 657 that they thought it'd be a good idea to threaten a 5-year-old baby. They live in that hood close enough to see/hear. Solvable crime," end quote.
Okay, but it could have been his wife, and he didn't even know.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I get it, though. It seems crazy to do to your family.
Yeah, it's also important to note that when the Broadduses were denied by the Planning Commission to subdivide their land, neighbors of 657 Boulevard received threatening letters written by, quote, "friends of the Broaddus family," end quote, which turned out to be written by Derek.
Oh.
Likely due to the rejection and being caught up in the world of letter writing and build up frustration, Derek claimed those were the only letters he wrote. And in addition to this, it was eventually discovered by police that another family on the boulevard received a note from the watcher around the time the Broadduses received their first letter, but they threw it away.
Oh.
Because, like the Woods, they thought it was a scam.
Oh.
So this casts a lot of doubt on the Broadduses for me, that they were the watcher, especially when you think of the psychological aspects of living with some creep claiming to watch your family and your house.
Yeah.
You know? Because they were depressed. They were paranoid. Like, I would be too.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So it's like, why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
You know?
Not worth.
So, in the end, the identity and case of the watcher of 657 Boulevard in Westfield, New Jersey, continues to be a mystery.
Damn.
But, yeah. What are your thoughts? Do you have any other thoughts? Aren't you scared? Now I'm scared.
That's really scary. And also, but it also feels fake to me.
I know.
Like, it feels really fake.
I know.
It can't... I feel like it can't really be paranormal.
No.
Like, but the smoke alarm stuff and burglar stuff...
Yeah, that seems just, like, weird. Creepy.
That's creepy that it goes off and then nothing's there.
Right.
But they could just run away.
Yeah.
Or that also could be people continuing the story.
Yeah.
For, like, money.
It's true.
Somehow. It feels to me, my intuition is telling me it's the wife, but I also feel like that would be so insane to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if it's something like, I don't know, like you're mentally unwell.
Yeah.
And you, like, go into this weird state where you, like, write these letters, but it's not actually you. What if it's carbon monoxide poisoning?
Yeah, but they would have found carbon monoxide in the home.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And they were renovating it, so all those contractors also would have been getting sick.
True. Except carbon monoxide poisoning, you don't really get, like, sick in that kind of way.
Right.
You get memory loss.
Right.
And it's really fucking crazy.
But that would be reported by many other people.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I don't know. What's your theory then? You just think it's, like, a creep in the neighborhood?
I think it's just a neighbor.
Do you think if they actually stayed there, then there would have been, like, violence? Or you think it's just empty threats?
No, I think it's just empty threats. But I think the letters would have continued.
Yeah. Yeah.
And been, like, descriptive about their day-to-day life.
Right. And I guess it's not really empty threats if it's causing, like, psychological harm.
Right.
You're still causing harm. It's just not, like, physical harm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
Right?
Creepy. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
Yeah. It's still unsolved, so.
Yeah. Crazy.
You never know.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. That was a good one. Right? I like that little shorty one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or critiques, you can email us at
ghoulsocietypod@gmail.com.
You can find us on Instagram and send us a DM if you would like. You can share your stories with us at
ghoulsocietypod.
And you can also follow all of Sarah's beautiful TikToks on TikTok at
ghoul.societypod.
Beautiful. You can find all of the resources for each episode as well as trigger warnings in the episode's description.
Mm-hmm.
And give us a comment, give us a review, give us a rating,
give us a review and a rating.
Tell your friends.
That's how we reach more people.
Tell your friends, get your friends to tell their friends, and we're gonna copy the pyramid scheme that Two Girls One Ghosts did when ghosts and maybe it'll work for us.
Yeah.
You know?
You never know.
And have a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Thanks. See you next time. Thanks.
Bye.